I'm not the kind of girl you see on TV. Won't even find me only in the streets. Oh, honey, I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweeter, tweeter, dabble, tweetin' daddy. Show people to tweet, dabble, tweetin' today. I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Day.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Introducing Sasha Frank, the series. We're at episode number 70, and as always, I like to give a little recap of last week's episode. So in a nutshell, basically, when you're in a location, a place, a chapter in your life, you have to learn to stay where you are until it's actually time to move forward, because you're going to end up not learning the things that you were called to learn, and almost it's a required learning experience to move on to the next chapter. Otherwise, you end up having to relearn it, or just prolonging your season. And if you move too quickly, it's going to come around at you again, and you're just going to have to like wait there and learn, actually learn, and roll up your sleeves and do the work. And if you ask me, that's just kind of taking away the time that you have. And I've done that so many times, and looking back on it now, it really does take away the time, because when you could have learned it a year ago, you're having to actually roll up your sleeves and do the work again, staying in this place when you know that you're supposed to be somewhere else, actually walking in what you've been called to do. And nobody likes that. I know I don't personally. So this kind of segues me into the next episode, which is basically still kind of tagging along and adding to what we've already talked about. You know, I've talked about, you know, the staying to learn as much as you can and all that's required before moving forward. And then I also talked about, you know, why you need to leave, not looking back. And once you get to this place and have all of those things kind of in order, you start to get to a place of yearning for something more. Like I gave the example of Little Mermaid, she started to yearn for something outside of the underworld, and she wanted to see what was outside of the scope that, you know, only she was able to see, and her parents and family. She wanted to go beyond that, and, you know, by staying where we are, and the timing, and the perfect timing, God's timing, and then the yearning of wanting something more, then it's kind of almost a go ahead and moving forward. At least that's what it was for me. And in addition to that, I had to learn, one of the lessons I had to learn at least is standing firm in what I knew to do. Because a lot of times people will try to get you to deter your options or what you feel like you need to do into what they feel that you need to do. And by staying in the place long enough, when it's time for you to leave, then you get hit with a lot of that. But you will also have to go through those lessons while being in the midst of that lesson and that experience, that chapter, just so you can build those muscles up. And I actually remember a couple different stories that I went through where I was tested in that area. One particular time, I went to a church event, and we ended up finding out that they were holding a conference afterwards. And so me and my friend, we just decided to stay. We figured we were already there. Why not just go? And so we kind of, you know, went and you know, went and did a couple of different things to buy time. And then finally, after about like an hour and a half, we were able to come back and go to the conference. And we realized that they were actually having food. It was catered. Well, it was more like a potluck style. So, you know, a lot of different people just brought in dishes. We knew nothing about it, so we didn't bring anything and we felt so bad. But anyways, we ended up going. They were encouraging us like, yeah, you know, you should definitely get some food and all this stuff, being very, very nice. And so I made my plate, and majority of the things I couldn't eat because I don't know if you guys know, but I guess I'm more plant-based, so I'm like 99.9% plant-based. There are times when I do eat some dairy products, and I try not to, just because I know that my body likes to have non-dairy products. But, you know, there are times where I do cheat, and like if somebody's only making chicken or whatever, or salmon, then I'll just say yes to the salmon, even though I don't eat it all the time. Well, let me take that back. Salmon, I try to eat because I know it's very good for you with all like the amino acids. I think it's amino acid, at least the omega-3s and all of that oils. That's so good for your body, and the functionality of your body and everything. So, yeah, I don't know how I went on that rabbit trail, but there are certain things that I do decide to, you know, to say yes to, even though I don't typically do that. But at this point in time, like, I just really didn't want to have macaroni and cheese. I love macaroni and cheese and I love cheese, but this is kind of TMI, but when I'm on my period, when I'm about to have my period, carbs are a no for me because it really, really makes my cramps hurt a lot. And I know it's a lot of information, I'm sorry. But so I knew that my stomach was about to start hurting. So I decided that I wasn't going to get the carby stuff, and I was just going to, you know, get the salads and just the vegetables and the fruits and stuff like that, just keeping it simple. And then, so the pastor came along and she was just like encouraging everybody, like, no, like, you guys have to get the macaroni and cheese because, you know, I made it for everybody and there's so much, I don't want it to go bad. And so it almost felt like I was going on a guilt trip and all of that stuff. So, you know, at first I was like, no. And so then, like, I sat at the table, and then other people around me, and even like people that were serving and volunteering, they were coming up to different people, especially the people that didn't have the macaroni and cheese, and they were just like really encouraging them to. And so I told them, like, I know it was TMI to you, but it was also TMI to them. And they were like, oh, okay, cool. And so anyways, the girl, she just kind of kept encouraging. So I just was like, okay, I'll give in. And so I ended up having the macaroni and cheese, which was really, really good. And I wish I had more, but they actually ran out at that point. And I just was like, dang, that sucks. And I think actually somebody else asked the person who made it if she wanted some, and I overheard the conversation, and she was like, oh no, I'm not going to eat any, I'm on a diet. And so, like, it dawned on me that point in time that, like, if I have a diet or if I have restrictions, that it's not still, you're not, it's not pliable to you, I guess. And I was basically, it just dawned on me the fact that I was, she was so like ready for me to bend my morals or my, what I wanted to do, what I had strong feelings towards, but she had no thought in her mind to bend what she was doing. And I just thought, I was taken aback a little bit because I just thought that was kind of, I don't know how to explain it, like, not really shady, but like conniving. just because she was so like persistent, and she was just like, yeah, you know, just have it, like, no, here, like, it's okay, like, just, you know, and just making up, you know, all these scenarios of trying to get me to have it. And I, like I said, I felt like I was going on a guilt trip, and I finally gave in. But when the tables were turned, she didn't give in. She was like, oh no, this is what it is, and that's it. Like, no ifs, ands, or but. Like, buts, you're not going to throw me into a guilt trip at all. And I just thought that was crazy, a crazy situation. And I don't know if you guys have been in a situation like this where you just kind of feel like if the shoes were turned, would it be the same situation? And just seeing them like not bend their morals at all, it almost makes you wish you didn't bend your moral, because you see how passionate they are about how they felt. And you almost need to be that passionate about how you feel, regardless of what they're saying and what they feel that you need to do, or, you know, how they're making you feel guilty for not, like, you know, doing what they feel that you need to do. Have you ever been in a situation like this where you just feel like somebody is just bombarding your conversation and life, pretty much trying to get you to do something that they want you to do, and you don't necessarily want to do it because either it goes against your morals, or you have something in your mind already that you need to do, or a thought, a goal, a vision that you have that you're working towards, but somebody else comes in and tells you, oh, no, like, you know, whatever you were thinking, my way is better. My way is right and your way is wrong. Have you ever been there before? And in this moment, I want you guys to take out your phone, your notepad, whatever, and kind of write down how you felt in that moment. Did you feel betrayed or hurt, kind of, like, you know, did you kind of, like, baffled? Like, how did you feel? I want you to write it down. I'm going to give you guys a few moments to think about it. Okay, so now I want to actually bring up another scenario, kind of similar, kind of not, a different outcome, a different results, but I think that you guys could possibly benefit from hearing the story as well. So basically, this time I was in school, college, and I went with a couple of friends to go to a party. And it was just like a small little get together type of thing, house little whatever. And so I went with them. It was three guys and me, and our other friend, she couldn't go. So it was just me and them. And so one of the guys actually was a pastor's son, and it can be anybody. He doesn't have to be a pastor's son, but he was a guy. And so everyone knew that I never, you know, I don't drink. I never drank before, and I didn't want to. I had my own reasons. I just kind of made it plain and simple to other people. I honestly basically kind of fabricated the reason why I didn't drink just because I wanted to make it as simple as possible so nobody could try to detour me from why I wanted to not drink in the first place. And so, you know, everybody, like I said, knew that I didn't drink. I always denied and said no, whatever. And so I go with my friends. And so I go with them, and we go into the living room area, and then they see like this big bowl of drinks and just a bunch of food and everything. And so, you know, they get their drinks, which, you know, everyone can do whatever they want. It's not my choice to make decisions for people. And so I decided that I was going to, okay. So the other guy who actually drove, he was like, oh, Sasha, you want to, where's yours? And I was like, oh yeah, you know, I don't want any, I don't drink. And I just kind of left it at that. And then once again, like the other story, he just kind of starts just kind of making me feel like I needed to do it, like I needed to be a part of the in crowd. And just, he just was like, oh no, just let me make you a drink. And so I just was like, I didn't want to like go into conversation, cause a scene, make anybody feel bad. Just, I just wanted it to be calm and collective and whatever. And so he comes back with the drink, and then I was hesitant, reluctant, and I was actually reaching for it. Like I was actually thinking about going against what I actually always, you know, wanted for myself, which was to not drink. And so the guys that I knew longer than this particular guy, they were like, oh no, don't, you know, she doesn't want to, she never has, just leave it at that. And so the guy takes a drink back, and he, you know, I think he throws it away or sits it somewhere. I don't remember, but I didn't have it anymore. And so I just thought that that was really cool that those two guys actually stood up for me when I didn't have, you know, the ability to stand up for myself. Like I just was kind of going to go with the flow instead of making up what I believe to be true for me. Using my own decisions and my own experiences, and just kind of moving forward with what I felt like was the right thing to do for me. And so, yes, I decided to say no that day because of my friends' help and their encouragement. And that's a testament to having the right friends around you also, because they'll know the things that you're not wanting to do, and they'll defend you. They'll like uplift you and say, yeah, well, don't do it. Like, because this X, Y, and Z, like you said, you didn't want to do that. So make sure you don't. And, you know, again, other friends who are not necessarily your friends, they'll tell you the opposite. They'll say things like, you know, oh, well, you know, just give it a try and whatever, you're just having fun for a day, it's not that serious, and just being all nonchalant about it when in reality, you're just not doing it because it's what you don't want to do. And everyone has their own free will to make their own decisions and move forward in life however they want to, and it's fine. But everyone has a choice. That's the thing. And you can't push someone, your choice on someone else. And that's the biggest thing that I learned from the two different scenarios, like whatever setting that you're in, you have to just learn to stand your ground and learn whatever people are saying and telling you to do and thinking that you should do it, even if they don't do it themselves. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. And when you do it, like I, not in this situation, but there has been other situations where I ended up doing it and then I felt bad about it. And they were just going about their day, having fun and living however they were before living life. And I was the one having to like, you know, be traumatized by like, I said I wasn't going to do this. Like now I feel horrible about this. Now I, you know, I have a guilty conscience and just like I feel convicted and just all of this stuff. And so we really do have to know who's around us for one, know and stand firm on the foundation and what we believe we should do and have known to do. That's right for us. And we need to know, and we need to just stand firm on the foundation, stand firm on what you believe to be true, because other people will stand firm on what they believe to be true.
if it was, you know, the tables turned, but, you know, if anybody else was in the seat, they're willing, more than willing, to get you to change and shift what you think, but they wouldn't do the same. So I just wanted to kind of bring that up because it's so important to learn that, because as you kind of go into the next chapter and season, there's going to be many different experiences that you're going to have where you're going to have to choose, you know, am I going to do this because this is what the in crowd is doing, or am I going to actually just follow what I feel God is telling me to do and what I know to be true for me, and just stick with that, because there is a peace that comes with it. There's joy that comes with it. There's no guilt. There's no, you know, feeling of shame or any of that. Like, you feel peaceful about it. And I want to live life every day and not have to feel this guilty conscience of doing something that I know that I shouldn't be doing, even if it's good for you. Like the macaroni and cheese, I like I said, I tried not to eat cheese that often. Of course, there are times when I do cheat and have those cheat days, but the fact that she was just so adamant about me eating the macaroni and cheese, and just knowing that I was plant-based, that I told her, she didn't really care. She disregarded that part. But when it came down to her, she was more than willing to turn it down without batting an eye. And that's the same way we need to be. So I hope you guys learned from this episode. I know it's a little bit longer than typically. I'm sorry. I hope I didn't ramble on a little bit too much. But yes, so before you move into the next, you know, chapter of your life, you have to learn to be able to stand firm. You have to learn that timing is everything, and that you also will know that it's time also, because you'll start yearning for something more than what and where you're at currently. So I hope that you guys learned from today, and until next time.